That's I like it. I love it. In fact, I'm going to go out and play golf one day before that, I think.
You're pretty familiar with the state, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I lived there for 23 years.
Can you kind of talk about, for those who have never been to one of your shows, what they can expect here?
Oh, well, about everything Glenn Campbell does. You know, guitar playing, singing, a couple of corny jokes maybe, I don't know.
Doing this for quite a while, do you still get the same kick that you did from when you first started to now?
Yes, I do. Simply because I'm a guitar player, and I love to play guitar, so I've extended solos, you know, like for just about everything I play now, especially with the Beach Boy medley.
Again, can you kind of talk about how did you get involved in music in the first place?
Well, it was they had mandolin, an old mandolin around the house. The first one was I remember. But Dad and Mom and Dad played and sang. Mom played the piano and sang. I didn't even know it till later. But everybody played guitar and sang or done something musically. You know, and there wasn't a whole lot to do on the farm without electricity.
Can you kind of talk about your song? A lot of people, when they think of Glenn Campbell, they think of By the Time I Get to Phoenix. And why did you pick that specific city for this song?
Well, Jimmy Webb wrote it. And Jimmy Webb was one of the best writers, I think. He wrote Wichita Lineman, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and Galveston for me. And I just thought that was awesome.
Yeah, can you kind of talk about what you've been up to nowadays for those who may not have been following your career? Can you kind of talk about what you've been up to?
I'm still doing the same thing, going out on the road and playing gigs and playing a lot of the festivals in the summers, you know, the big musical fests and things like that. It's a lot of fun. In fact, we just got back from, gosh, I don't know where we were. But anyway, I just traveled around playing and singing. We were somewhere about 3 nights ago. Oh, I went back and played a gig for the President's Cup this week.
That was pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, we're down there. We were down there the night before last, and it'll get underway Thursday.
I understand that you've recently relocated, is that right?
Yeah, I did. I relocated back to California. My daughter wanted to go to Pepperdine. I said, fine, I'm going too. So we moved out here. We moved out to Malibu, and my daughter's going to college, and I'm still going out on the road.
Keep an eye on the music industry nowadays, and what do you think of the current music scene?
Well, I don't know. I think my favorite, I haven't got anything against today's music scene. I think it's a little bit, everything is too machine-oriented as it was, you know, like when I was, you know, back in the heydays, you know, of the Beach Boys and you know, Jan and Dean, the Eagles, things like the Eagles still play. That's, I think those kind of things are great, and I think that's what's going to prevail.
Talk about that. You know, like I had mentioned before, you've had a long career. What do you attribute to that? Why is it that you're still popular after all these years?
I got some good songs to sing. If you got good songs to sing, you can keep it up. You know, I think if you were going out there singing songs that weren't standards, like all the Jimmy Webb stuff, I had Gentle on My Mind, which was a standard. By the Time I Get to Phoenix, which was a standard. Wichita Lineman was a standard. Galveston. I think the material is what sustains you.
And you have mentioned Jimmy Webb, the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean. Is there anyone else that you consider your favorites there, that songs of theirs that you like to play?
Actually, it's a whole bunch put together. I like to play all of them. In fact, I've kind of scraped off of the songs that are iffy, and put something a little stronger in the show, and I think it makes it a better show. Do all the standards, then flip some new stuff in.
What would you say is probably your most requested song when you're on the road?
Oh, it's definitely Gentleman Mine or By the Time I Get to Phoenix.